She'd then relayed her instructions to Ryan, Jack, and Margia, who joined the front of the caravan to see what was happening. The four then dispersed among the rest of the caravan, quietly relaying instructions on how to proceed. When the caravan was ready to move, Ryan gathered together his people.
Anything we should watch for?
Margia. She's too keen on the laser blasters, and I don't think she realizes how erratic they can be. If she wants to use them when it comes time to fight...
Got it, JB. Anything else?
Attack from unexpected places.
Meaning what, Doc?
Well, my dear boy, I would surmise that if the Illuminated Ones have somehow been arranging these roadblocks, then it would suggest that they have a myriad of entries and exits to their redoubt. Now, as this complex is modeled on the very mother of all United States military motherlodes, then it would not, I should say, be unreasonable to expect that there would be a veritable warren of hidden passages and elevators leading to the very heart of the beast.
Very picturesquely put, Doc, and a good point. I'd add that the gate doesn't have the knowledge we do about these people. I know we've told Gloria about them, but I don't know if she's really taking it all in.
Gloria, not problem, but Restigate? Maybe not believe what she say, because it come from us, not from what see.
Exactly my point, Jack. The best thing is practical experience, and no amount of telling is going to change that. I mean, that firefight the other night was pure bullshit. This is on their turf. The Illuminated Ones have got to be ready for us.
So we watch their backs as well as our own. You know, I do get the feeling from them that they think it's going to be easy. They're such good warriors that they have trouble expecting anything other than total victory.
Only way fight. Doubt, and you chilled.
Maybe I mean something else, then. Caution and not underestimating your enemy.
What's there to underestimate?
How do you mean, son?
I don't know. You don't underestimate. You just deal with it and keep triple red. There's always a curveball, so you just try to hit it.
That's right, boy. I forgot you played some ball back at the school. Now let's smack this one over the fence.
The gate caravan moved off, all those who were part of it ready for battle. Because they were looking for it, Gloria and Ryan noticed the way in which the roads had been blocked. Every road that led off to the right was now impassable for the wags, forcing the caravan to take left turns at intersections or proceed ahead until the forward path was also blocked.
Ah, the little sweeties. They're not very subtle, are they?
They don't have to be. As far as they're concerned, we shouldn't have a clue.
Fair point. But where does it lead us?
That's the big question. I think the turns are partly meant to disorient us, so we don't know which direction we're headed, or how to retreat.
Stupid works, bastards. The day they fuck with my sense of direction is the day they can burn me, because I'll be better off chilled. We're going straight for the center. They're leading us exactly to where we want to go.
And they're going to have a warm reception waiting for us.
We can deal with it. Hell, after the other night, I don't think these assholes will be any problem.
Another turn came up. At the end of the road ahead lay a large expanse of open concrete leading up to the front of a flat building, which extended out of sight in both directions.
What you want to bet the stupid works building down there is five-sided.
Ryan moved back the bolt of his stire. Behind them, the gate prepared for battle. Mildred chambered a slug in her ZKR target pistol, while JB switched his Uzi to rapid fire.
Dark night, Millie. Talk about into the jaws of the fucking lion.
Peter and John sat at the rear of the caravan, fighting back their nerves.
Oh, guess this is it.
Yeah, Peter, guess so.
Margia hurried back to them.
Get the laser blasters ready. We won't use them yet, but if things get too crazy, they may give us the edge.
Right.
Then what are you two dickheads waiting for? Get my fucking blasters!
At the front of the caravan, Ryan and Gloria advanced beyond the last line of cover into the open space, with Jack, Christy, and Tammy on their heels. The tall gate warrior, with her mass of auburn curls framing a face taut with tension, had risen swiftly in the ranks, and Gloria now trusted her implicitly. The last line of cover was a small wall that ran around the last row of buildings before the vast concrete expanse. The concrete expanse was roughly 150 yards in length, and with the lack of cover, every inch was a potential death trap. The wall was only 2.5 feet high and would have been little use as cover in a firefight, but it did mark a boundary, and Christy shivered when 1 foot went beyond it. Her hair closed around her neck. The tendrils that snaked down into her collar spoke volumes of the imminent danger.
I feel completely naked like this, Ryan.
So do I, Gloria, but there's nothing we can do about it. They've directed us here. Why haven't they picked us off if they can move about this place that easily without being seen? Maybe they want to capture us more than kill us.
You hope?
Maybe. Just keep triple red and shoot on sight.
Wish they'd start. Getting itchy.
Just then, as they emerged into the open forum in front of the center building, it was clearly visible that this was indeed a Pentagon replica. The building had the classic square design, leading off to diagonal walls that took it around in a five-sided shape. The open concrete area, designed specifically for clearing a no-man's land all around, stretched away from them on all sides, apparently encircling the building.
Hell of a place to be chilled.
The Pentagon look-alike in front of them had few windows on the facade, and those that there were had long since been blown out. But the warriors expected the building to be empty above ground. Some of the gate warriors raised their hand blasters in response to Gloria's signal, covering the overhead windows, in case a few Sekhmen fired from above. But it seemed that there were false windows along the length of the wall at ground level. They were shaped into the facade like the windows on the upper levels, but were bricked in with decorative stonework that had eroded and faded into a series of seemingly random shapes. A main entrance arch framed iron double doors that were much more primitive than those on the original Pentagon. Like everything else in this copy, it was a rough sketch with the emphasis on solid security rather than on accuracy. The double doors had no subtlety, but were solid enough to withstand the harshest firefight. Set along the wall at regular intervals were four other sets of doors, flush to the wall with no arch or buttress to shelter them from the elements. The door hinges were protected by being laid back behind the main shell of the door, indicating that they had to open outward. It was obvious from the lack of sec forces on the upper level and from the fact that they had to be brought out to the front of the building, this was where the attack would stem from. An assumption that was proved correct as the large double doors began to swing open with frightening speed.
Dark Knight! Five fronts! Get them covered, everyone!
JB had been watching the other sets of doors while Ryan and Gloria's attention had been focused on the double set. He'd seen the four other doors begin to open as one, and he was in motion as he shouted his warning.
I'll take left.
All right, go, Tammy!
Tammy moved in the opposite direction to JB, showing her natural talents as a warrior. Like him, she'd seen the doors and had caught sight of the wiry man in the fedora leveling his Uzi and peeling away from the caravan. Galvanized into action, the gate Amazon split into three parts, the body of warriors seeming like a flowing river spilling around a rock. Fanning out into three streams, they then spread farther apart to make themselves harder to hit. Mildred and Dean followed JB to the right, while Christy and Jack moved off to follow Tammy. Doc, however, didn't move forward. His mind was racing. He recalled only too clearly some of the dangers the companions had discussed in their short briefing. As the old scholar had been some way back in the caravan, having been in the process of moving up from his previous traveling position on the armory wag, he'd seen the beginning of the firefight, but the perspective denied those at the front.
Now, why are they not utilizing the upper levels of the building? Surely they are superior ground and would annihilate us. By the three Kennedys! John, look behind you!
What?
There were two groups of wags at the rear of the caravan. The first had camp materials in the armory and was still standing in the roadway they'd just traveled. The second housed the children and food. These had already been moved into what little cover there was. Both groups were manned by the men, who carried rifles and machine blasters. None of them looked particularly comfortable with the guns, and none seemed too pleased at Doc's garbled words. Peter spun on top of the armory wag and caught just the briefest glimpse of a gray uniform as it flitted from the cover of one doorway to another.
Fuck! The old nut's right! The gun behind us!
Secret exit! How moved old wags? Should have realized sooner!
Don't worry, Doc.
John helped the breathless Doc to mount the side of the wag.
Hey, everybody! Watch all sides! Try and save ammo, but shoot the fuckers as soon as you get a chance!
A laser beam scored the air past John's shoulder, plucking at the thin material of his shirt and making it smolder.
Fuck!
He quickly dropped to one knee. Beside him, Peter took careful but swift aim with his Lee-Enfield 303. The shot shattered the visor of the purple-clad Sekhman who'd stepped out to fire.
Thanks, Peter.
Good thing we did that target practice behind Margie's back.
Yeah, no shit.
Meanwhile, back at the front line, things were beginning to heat up. The gate had spread as the doors began to open, expecting at the very least for a wag to come from the large double doors. However, instead of the armored and fortified front line they expected, they were greeted by a procession of Sekhmen on foot, charging from the open doors with their laser blasters raised.
Hot pipe, they must be triple stoop beauties!
Dean leveled his frown at them.
How easy was that?